Hello, Hope College. This is Amanda Olson and
Taylor Dunn
here with our very first student in our Humans of Hope College series, Rebecca Jose. Rebecca is a freshman here at Hope College studying elementary education with an emphasis and participated in the poll last semester as a female poller. She's here with us today to share a little bit about her experience.
All right. Hi, I'm Rebecca, as we said earlier. I am a freshman in Hope at Hope, so I'm part of the 2-2 poll team. I was the Pit 16 poller this year, and I absolutely loved it. So far, Hope has been great, and I've really found a great sense of community. And I'm really excited to see what the next couple years have in store.
That's so awesome and fantastic. Can you speak a little bit more about your poll experience, about what was the hardest thing you've ever had to do?
Yeah, what drew you into this crazy Hope tradition?
So one of my friends from home, he told me that his sister was actually part of the poll team last year. And so I was like, well, of course I have to do it if she did it. And then my orientation leaders this year were both just like, hey, there's this thing. It's called the poll. We've never done it, but we've heard it sounds fun. So of course I had to do it. And the 3 weeks of training were intense and not what I expected at all for a tug of war, but it honestly brought so much community, and we became a family within a week out of 3 weeks of training, and it was so physically demanding and emotionally demanding, and I've never been more exhausted in my life, but it was awesome because I really found my people, and as much as we lost, it was incredible.
And so the connections that you've made through the poll, they're obviously very deep, very meaningful. Do you have any friends that you still connect with now that you'd go back and talk to?
Yeah, as far as people I talk to every day, even some odd years I'm friends with. But even years I'm friends with at least half of them still that we talk to every day. And I'm rushing right now with one of my friends and become so close from poll and everything like that. That poll like brings the most opposite personalities together, and then you become best friends, and like you become honestly siblings and soulmates because of it. So yeah, I talked to some, like, my friend Jillian came in. We're all still pals.
And so, Rebecca, we heard that you needed an oxygen mask to complete the poll. Can you talk about more?
Yeah.
Talk about that a little more?
So the first half of the poll, the first hour and a half, I was feeling, you know, there was some pain, but I was feeling great, going strong. And then we snapped into this defensive move, and I all of a sudden couldn't breathe. So the paramedic pulled me off for a minute. I got cut out of my tape in for like my vest because I'm attached to that. I got some water, got to breathe for a minute, and then I got taped back in and then got back on the rope. And that happened one more time about 45 minutes later. And then I was like, fine again, didn't get cut out this time, went back on the rope. And then they called the last 5 minutes of the pull. And right at that point, I could not breathe again. My chest was heaving, my breaths were so short, my body was jerking trying to get oxygen. It was very audible that I could not breathe. And so the paramedic comes back and she asked me to get off the rope, and I probably should have, but I said no because it's the last 5 minutes. I'm not going to let down my team. So she just goes, all right, well, obviously you're not going to get off, so I'm just going to put this oxygen mask on you. So for about three of the last 5 minutes, I was pulling with an oxygen mask. And that afterwards, she came up to me and told me that was possibly the most badass thing that she's ever seen.
Honestly, a true Hope College legend right here in our presence.
This experience, what did it teach you about perseverance, about, you know, sticking through the hard parts?
It really taught me that I can do anything. As physically demanding as it was worth it because I got to see what I can physically do as a woman who's 5'2" and at the time 125 pounds, and like, you know, there's so much that is expected that I can't do, and then just proving that wrong is the most sensational feeling. So yeah, Hope pushed me past my boundaries physically, mentally, emotionally. We were up till late hours of the night every day, 6 days a week for the 3 weeks, and I wouldn't trade it for anything in the world.
So carrying on with this experience, what do you plan for the rest of your 4 years here at Hope? What do they look like for you?
For me, I'm trying to stay involved in activities at Hope, such as like the SAC events or doing poll again and finding other events that are going on, everything I can get involved in, and really trying to give myself as much to Hope College as it's already given me, of helping people find community and helping people, you know, see what Hope has to offer as far as like friends and activities and just all over how incredible it is academically as well.
So what was it that drew you to Hope in your college search? I know you're from out of state.
Yeah, so I'm from Illinois, and my top schools that I actually had on the radar were mostly state schools except for Wheaton College, but I found Hope through my sister and one of my teachers at the time, and I loved how Wheaton and Hope both had a really small population, meaning that the class sizes were small and the professors actually cared about the students. And so I knew that had I come to Hope, I would have known a lot of people on my way to class, and I actually have that. And so I think I really benefit from that because I get to be intentional with relationships, and I get to know people's names, and people know mine as we're walking and passing, even if we've only met, like, three times. So I really love that about Hope.
And so with all these benefits of Hope and what attracted you to Hope, is there anything that Hope can do to improve its experience for you and for its student population?
Yeah, so Hope is a small campus, and, you know, it already has the gender ratio of about 70 to 30 for at least the freshman class, and then I think it's 60-40 for the overall population. But it also has a very small minority group, and while that's, you know, not exactly the fault of Hope College, it doesn't really dwell on the importance of diversity on a school campus. Because people are used to what they have, whether it's, like, a super white town or stuff like that. And Hope has, like, the Phelps Scholars and all that, but they don't really dwell on the importance of diversity and how cultural differences can impact a person's life, even if they don't identify with that culture itself. Like, my religion class right now has been talking about cultural differences and racial differences and everything, how that can play into society. And I think it's crucial that Hope really emphasizes how important that is for everyone, regardless of your race, gender, etc.
I know that Hope College is at least trying to increase its diversity. I know that we have the Black Student Union and the Latina Student Union, and they try to encourage diversity. As an example, in Phelps Dining, they have the Globe, and where they try to encourage more ethnic foods and more diverse foods other than a burger and, you know, chicken or something. Mm-hmm. Is there any specific point that you would like to see fixed or maybe improved upon more so about its diversity? Like, do you think advertising and the marketing campaign can be improved, or its Hope's outreach and extend across the country versus being more local?
Yeah, that's kind of hard because we do have clubs and organizations like HAPA and all that. And SAC does have events, and they're looking to improve, to be more inclusive, whether it's socioeconomically, racially, etc. I think that really Hope could just talk more about how people could be involved and actually, like, you know, take part in things rather than just offer, like, hey, there's this movie or anything like that. A couple of months ago, we did Crazy Rich Asians as a film. And we had a discussion panel after, and I loved it because it was originally talking about female Asian American women, like Asian American women in the film industry, and that was incredible. But very few people stayed after the movie for that discussion panel, so they were just in it for a movie. So I think if we started off with the importance of things like that, such as differences and et cetera, that Hope could really benefit and with students.
What are your future plans after Hope? Like, what is your career goals? What do you want to aspire to? What's your, like, future pet look like? You know, tell us more about Rebecca.
Yeah, so I love kids. When I was a few years ago, I would not think that I would be going into education. But last year, my senior year of high school, I TA'd for one of my friends. And I absolutely fell in love with all of those kids. So I'm looking to hopefully be an elementary educator, such as third through fifth grade, ideally, and really teaching the kids the importance of education and having an impact on them, because I love the littles. They're really cool kids, and they have such an impact on what we have for the future.
So along with getting your perspective on Hope, too, we also want to kind of get to know you better as a person as well. And so Can you tell us a little bit about yourself, such as, like, are there any TV shows that you're currently into right now?
Yeah, so I don't really spend much of my time on watching TV and stuff, but I've been into The Good Doctor and This Is Us, and lately I've been rewatching a lot of, yeah, it's so good. I've been rewatching some Black Mirror, which is pretty spooky, but it's so intense and I love it.
Have you seen the Black Mirror movie that's interactive on Netflix
Bandersnatch?
I actually spent my New Year's at home with my dogs just going for, like, through all of the options on Bandersnatch for about 3 hours.
And you got through all of them?
I did get through all of them.
That's impressive.
Have you seen House? Because the same person who wrote The Good Doctor has written House, which is a separate TV show.
Yeah, I was obsessed with House for a few years. I watched it in my high school career, and I loved it. And then I saw The Good Doctor was becoming a thing, and I figured, like, same people, even some of the same actors. Like, one of the doctors in, I think, season 2 is... She was a recurring character in all of the seasons of House, so I really love that, yeah.
And then this next question, I kind of already know the answer to after living with you here in Collin, but are you more of a night owl or a morning bird?
Absolutely a night owl. My friends and I will stay in the lobby of Collin until sometimes the early hours of the morning, whether it's 1 a.m., 2 a.m., 5 a.m. It really depends on what we have going on the next day, and I just love being with people at night because that's when most of us are free, and then it's a struggle getting out of bed in the morning no matter how much sleep I get.
Yeah, if you ever want to find Rebecca, just come to the Collin lobby, because she basically lives there. It's great.
10 p.m. to whenever.
Do you have a favorite food? Favorite and least favorite food?
Ooh, favorite's hard to do. I'm a big fan of sushi, though.
Yes.
Sushi is good.
I feel like you can't go wrong with sushi, really. And then least favorite food... This is gonna sound really dumb, but I don't like cooked carrots.
Cooked carrots?
You like carrots in general?
Like, raw carrots are fine, yeah. Cooked carrots are a weird consistency to me.
Texture.
Texture, yeah.
Texture, not taste.
How
do you feel about avocados?
Also a weird texture. But, you know, they have a better taste than cooked carrots to me, too.
So, as we wrap up here with our time with you, is there anything that you want the Hope College campus to know about you? Any other weird facts?
Not really. I'm involved in Ultimate Frisbee. Love it. Fractured my elbow in November, but we're fine. Yeah, so I just really love being involved in things. I love hanging out with people. I'm applying to be an RA. We'll see what happens with that.
Ideally, where would you want to be an RA?
Ideally in Collin, because it's a very social environment.
Collin for life. I love it.
Yeah, I love seeing the people walk by in the lobby, and I know their names, and sometimes they know mine. But I'll see it, like, we'll pass by every day, and we'll have a conversation, even if, you know, we don't have that many things in common, we get to have that conversation, and being an RA would give me the opportunity to develop that relationship with so many new people, especially incoming freshmen.
Awesome.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, thank you very much for joining us on this very snowy Friday evening. But we really enjoyed having you. And this has been Amanda Olson and
Taylor Dunn
at the Humans of Hope series. Hope you guys enjoy listening, and we'll see you next Friday. Bye.